One. Welcome back, everyone, to the
Sly Job.
Yeah, it's great. Podcast.
Trabajo de diapositivas.
Those are for your English Forest fans out there. Welcome back to Sly Job Podcast. I am your host, Connor Kate, CTF Football. In the draft, you're in the draft in this game. I'm the Sly Job Podcast in this series, and I'm joined by, as usual, by my co-host.
Y-N-O-S-P-O-R-T-S.
So you didn't say sports? Anthony in the draft. Got it.
You have your whole side of the conversation, the Sly Job, on that thing ready to go?
Maybe so. I have the whole script.
Yeah, the whole exact script. We are backed up because I've been busy. And my phone was broken, which is ideal for a podcast.
Like my heart. No, I'm just kidding.
So we couldn't do podcasts, but we're back now. And hopefully, ideally, it'll now be one podcast every 2 weeks like we planned. And so we got to review 3 races now, which I guess is not a big deal because one of them didn't have much happen. So we'll start with Homestead, which was a long time ago. Doesn't feel like it happened this year. But it did. So let's get into it. I do remember the race, so I will. I do have notes, so that's pretty good. Lap 1, Stenhouse nearly wrecked.
William Byron won this race.
Brad Keselowski won this race. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay, I'll stop with the steering now.
It's very funny though. So did you notice on the first restart that Stenhouse nearly wrecked the entire field? That was fun.
I did, and you know what's sad?
What?
That in no way surprises me.
No, doesn't surprise me either. And he's not even been bad this year, but it just doesn't surprise me. Kurt Busch, really good lap win. I believe he got to second from like fifth. Good start from Kyle Larson. Good start for Bell and McDowell, who had a really good battle early on. But McDowell is in a front row motorsports car at the end of the day and fell back early. But we'll get back to him later because he makes a miraculously comeback. Denny Hamlin, pretty good early. Anything stuck out to you early in this race?
I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to remember this race a while ago. I don't remember considering I don't really know.
Yeah, okay, let's just keep going. Stenhouse is in P5 early. This is the one where everyone.
Oh, I have one.
Really weird and good at one point in the race. You go on.
Tyler Reddick sucked in the beginning.
Yeah.
I was like kind of surprised.
Me too. Very surprised. Stenhouse gets the P5 early. Stenhouse, I just said that. Hamlin says that he is having issues.
Kenyon Drake to the Raiders.
He'll win us some fantasy championships here with that.
You know what? Sorry, it's a NASCAR podcast just got NFL news.
I just saw actual NASCAR news, though. So, if anything. No, it's not. That's old. Okay. So, this was the biggest part of this race. Stenhouse and Buescher, don't know why they were as good as they were, but they were.
Oh, yeah. Chris Buescher just decided to be a god.
Yeah, for one stage.
Roush had a good day. Roush had a good day.
They did.
Oh, I actually want to ask, is Bubba Wallace is driving the Truck Series race at Bristol?
Yep, along with Ryan Newman,
Kevin Harvick,
Friesen's wife, Kevin Harvick,
Kyle Larson,
and another person.
Lots of people. I can't
remember. Yeah, because last.
Kelly Deegan, you know, you got it.
Sure. She could win, theoretically.
I agree. I agree with that statement.
Some odd cars, like I just said, fast early. Stats, I told you this before the race, and it was kind of funny timing. I was like, I think Kyle Larson might be the best mile-and-a-half driver to never win at one. And yes, indeed, he is. He has the best stats out of anyone to never win a mile-and-a-half race, including 9 second-place finishes. Daniel Hemric laughs at that. What's this news?
It's the starting lineup for...
Yeah. We'll predict Atlanta later. By the way, since you're not doing much, could you go ahead and take a look at our Vegas predictions and look and see an average out, or not the Vegas predictions, the Phoenix predictions, and average out?
I can do that right now. Yes, I didn't do that last time. Of course.
We are now doing that, by the way. I don't know if we talked about this. We are going to be averaging out the top five of our predictions and seeing who wins overall. No, we'll get to Vegas, but I know I won.
So Connor won the first one by like a good 10 positions.
Yeah, we'll get there when we get there. But yeah, you can do Homestead too if you want. But I don't know if you even had Homestead predictions.
I didn't have Homestead predictions.
Okay, so starting at Vegas. Elliot's uncharacteristically slow early. His car was chunking along. Brad Keselowski, Logano, Washed, Kurt Busch, Larson, and Stenhouse are your top five.
Why do you hate Kurt Busch so much?
It's just the nickname that we've given him. Kurt and Keselowski battled outside the caution. Harvick moves to the high line with Logano following. That was the first people to really go on the high line. Here is what I said. Here's what you said. I have it written down right here. Reddick, really disappointing early. He really was not good early. Buescher going for the lead, which is fun. Doesn't happen much. And he actually passes for the lead under green against Keselowski, which you don't see that often at Mile and a Half. I guess now it kind of has been happening that way with Vegas as well. I have written down here, Roush is cracked at NASCAR, bro. And they really are, at least in this race. Loving the slide drops. There's slide drops aplenty in this race. Very fun. By the way, anything we already got? Oh, we did not get past there. Never mind. We could go on. Larson's pit crew has lost him 6 spots total in this race in the first stage. Still better than Ryan Blaney's. Big charge from Bowman after Davis and caution.
My average finishing position for Phoenix was 8.4.
Whose?
Mine.
Okay.
I got 3 out of the 5 top 5 right.
Nice. Your custom prediction for Homestead was, or not Homestead, for Vegas really hurt you. What is my average?
I'm working on that right now. Wait, did I get any of these actually correct? Oh, I predicted Dennis in 3rd for Phoenix.
Nice.
I got one.
I know that I nearly basically aced Homestead, like, at least at one point in the race. Or then, no, Daytona Road Course. Daytona Road Course, what I nearly got right. We've got, oh, by the way, anything you want to say about the first stage? Because we're now to the end of the first stage. Chris Buescher won.
Chris Buescher looked like an absolute god, and I was kind of concerned.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't have a lot to say. What happened to Harvick in this race? Where is he?
Pretty sure he probably didn't finish top 10. He's been finishing top 10 all over the place this season so far. Yeah.
Where did this dude go? Oh, he's 6th. I couldn't find him.
Let's see. Let's get to this next stage. Restarts with this package have always been so good at Mile and a Half, despite the package not being well. But we'll get to the package talk later, because even though people hate talking about the package, except for they don't, they act like they do, but they don't. We will talk about the package.
Wait, how did I mess this up? The heck just happened?
Green flag passes for the lead happened all over this place in this race, which was very fun. Larson did a slide job. That was really good. Truex, I believe, gained like 3 seconds on a pit cycle, which was crazy. Newman, Hamlin, and Larson battled into the competition or into the stage two ending, but LaJoy caused the caution. And Byron won stage two because of the MTJ and Denny Hamlin
debacle. Connor, you're officially winning again.
I won both?
Yeah, yours was 6.4.
What'd you get? 8.4 or 6.?
8.6. Something like that.
Wow. Really close, except for you weren't close in the first one either.
Well, because I always go for one, like, risky one, and I pick freaking
Cole
Austin Dillon.
Oh.
For Phoenix, and I regret that.
Yeah, he did terribly in that race.
He finished 17th.
He wrecked
Alex Bowman, so.
Haven't we all? You want to explain the Truex and Hamlin stuff at the end of stage 2?
All right, so we're racing to the end of stage 2, coming out of 4. Truex is on the high line, and Hamlin goes up to block for whatever reason, squeezes him into the fence, and William Byron just drives along the inside and wins the stage.
Mm-hmm, that is true.
Oh, I'm in the
air. Very good. What?
I'm playing heat. No, okay. I was in the air.
That happens every time. Let's see. Buescher falls to like 16th at one point.
The other thing about the Hamlin and Truex thing is that at Vegas, that like became a thing. Like trick Scott Hamlin back at Vegas with the same kind of block. And
I do remember that.
William Byron won the stage, and then William Byron just decided to all of a sudden become – William Byron this year has decided to become good.
William Byron in the final stage of this race decided to become Chris Buescher in the first stage of this race.
Or just like Jeff Gordon for most of the career.
Let's see. Buescher falls early, crazily. Three car battles work like all day. You don't usually see that, but they were three car battles all day. I don't know if I have this written down. It doesn't look like I do. I do remember one thing that happened in this race off the top of my head. Elliott got really loose in front of Keselowski and saved it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
The other way around?
Elliott tried to pull a slide job on Keselowski and got really loose, and Keselowski checked up, or that would have been a wreck otherwise.
Yeah, and nearly wrecked Larson as well. McDowell and Custer have had really good runs in this race. Umrull and Blaney, you want to talk about this? Not clear. I've been quoting that so much, that line, so much recently. I've not used the expletive in it because I don't do that, but I've been saying not clear and just a stupid amount.
I do love that line. But
was that in this radioactive, or was that one that they took out from a different radioactive?
Totally different radioactive.
Okay.
It's also Chase.
Chase said it? Yeah, okay.
So Almirola tries to pull a slide job on Ryan Blaney, but Almirola was not clear by like an entire car length. So he plowed into him.
Mm-hmm. It was admittedly pretty funny.
I think Almirola was out for the race. I think Blaney stayed on track, but he had a terrible finish for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. And
One of the worst slide job attempts I've ever seen in my life.
And of course, it was by none other than Eric Almirola.
And I watched the Chili Bowl where Christopher Bell went for a slide job and flipped himself.
Well, Christopher Bell's good. I mean, kind of.
Larson gets a good stop. Puts him first in the race, but he has such a bad short run car. All year, he's had a terrible short run car. So he couldn't get anything going and just fell immediately. Keselowski really loose in a battle with Kirk. Everyone was loose in the long run of this race, it seemed like. Newman ran top 10, which is very good to see. You don't really see him run top 10 anymore, but it was very good to see him run top 10 here.
And mind you, the entire time, William Byron is leading this race. He's just out front.
Yes,
just
William Byron, I think, did he lead every lap of the final stage?
Something probably like not, because the green flag pit stops, but otherwise, probably.
Chastain and Elliott must think they're in a blast. Okay, that's stupid.
Oh, no, Chastain and Matt DiBenedetto. Chastain threw the worst block in the history of the world.
Okay, I just had that written down because it wasn't on TV. Go ahead.
So, Chastain blocks Matt DiBenedetto all the way down to the apron in turn three. Like, all the way down. It was terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been so bad this season.
Chastain or DiBenedetto?
Both.
But I like DiBenedetto. He's jacked. He's pretty jacked. I love him.
Like a real jack, baby.
He went up. Was up to third in Vegas.
Yeah. Cool. Good for him. He didn't finish well.
That car's not that great.
Blaney made it like a top 10 car consistently, it seemed like.
Well, Blaney's a god, so that's besides the point. Like, Larson couldn't do that.
Chastain and Chase Elliott must think they're in a blacktop basketball league with how much they're crossing each other up, I have written down here.
I don't remember that exactly, but that's interesting.
Really bad. This is the Reddick part. You wanna just talk about this part? This is weird.
So this is towards the end of the race. All of a sudden,
literally, 18 to go?
18 to go. All of a sudden, Tyler Reddick literally has a rocket ship. Like, he's running the high line. He's like, also Jeff Gordon said it like six times. He's like, you can't even put a piece of paper between the car and the wall. He said it like six times. It was incredible. The only time he said it. But Kyle Larson's running the high line, and
these first 4 or 5 races just confirmed to me that NBC's the better broadcasting network.
I've loved these broadcasts though. I've loved them.
I've disliked Mike Joy's call of the winners, but Clint Boyer and Jeff Gordon have been entertaining.
Very. Okay. So I was tired. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, Tyler Reddick. Tyler Reddick just starts making up ground. And he gets in like fourth. So it's Byron's winning, and then he gets up to fourth with a few laps to go, and he was not going to be able to get to Byron. Byron was way gone.
If he had like five more laps, he would have.
Probably.
For sure.
And then he gets up to Larson and MTJ battling, and that becomes like a three-way fight for a little bit. Reddick eventually wins and he gets second, but then Reddick was pissed because he got second and not first. But, like,
yeah, he was so mad that he couldn't give everyone free chicken tenders, and I agree.
You know, Larson, or not Larson, Reddick is a man of the people. I want free chicken tenders too, so I respect that man.
Same.
But
Reddick, I believe – oh, go ahead. Yeah. Reddick, I believe, made up like 18 seconds under green, something stupid like that.
Okay, but overall, can I say this one? Tyler Reddick has been very disappointing this year.
Yeah.
This dude's wrecked.
I don't think anyone thought he'd win.
No, but this dude's wrecked so much. Like, I thought he was going to do well at Phoenix, wrecked there.
He wrecked at Phoenix?
Yeah, he, like, spun out or hit the wall or something happened.
Okay, I did not watch the final stage at Phoenix.
Something happened with Tyler Reddick.
So I'm assuming that was in the final stage.
I was at the airport, so I didn't see it either.
You can attest to this. I have really been very down on William Byron consistently, but
you better not be anymore because I've been incredibly impressed with William Byron over the past.
You can attest to what I'm about to say. I have been predicting him to somewhat break out this season. I've been saying that. So I'm pretty happy for him to win this race. Of course, he did win. He ran away with it. Late battle between Larson, MTJ, and Reddick, and Reddick got the second.
Kyle Rudolph place to the Giants.
Are your JPA notifications faster than mine?
My Adam Schefter notifications are fast.
Oh, no. Okay. And then Fugel. Let's talk about Rudy Fugel for a second,
shall we? I almost said tight end. The best.
Is he the greatest crew chief of all time?
I mean,
he could be.
You debate that. I mean, I don't know, Chad Knauss. I don't know if Chad Knauss could do this, man. Or it didn't seem like it.
I mean, he clearly didn't seem like he could. Yeah, clearly he is not. So let's get to the. Oh, by the way, you want overall thoughts about this race? Did you like it?
I thought Homestead was phenomenal. Loved it. I think that was kind of the consensus. Everyone loved this race. These 2.5 mile mm-hmm. races we had, and we'll talk about Vegas in a second, but they were really good.
They were really good, and I think they're the two best 1.5 mile tracks
Kansas.
On the schedule.
Kansas.
And this is really good too. Fugel, great debut. He's made large. I gotta give a lot of credit to Fugel because we only had like what 2 months of off season. Byron wouldn't have gone from an average, below average driver to a top five driver this season in 2 months. Some of it is Rudy Fugel.
I agree.
Big credit to him.
I am also. I think part of it is Larson. I keep saying Larson. I think Byron has been very impressive anyway. Though I've been very.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying he has been, but I don't think he went from – I would argue he was below average in his kind of equipment.
I would agree.
There.
He's been more aggressive this season. I've liked it.
Yeah, and then he's all of a sudden really gotten good. Let's get to Las Vegas, shall we? Props, by the way, props to William Byron. And the rest of the top 10 were Reddick, Martin Truex Jr., Larson, and – or five were Larson and Harvick. So that was your top five.
Byron's car at night, beautiful.
Looks really good.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Las Vegas review. This race was very good as well. I think I enjoyed Homestead a little more, just as a pure race. But of course, I liked Las Vegas better for personal reasons. So let's get into the race itself. I believe Byron started on pole. No, Harvick did. Byron started second, and both of them fell back really early.
You ever accidentally pit at Bristol?
Yes, actually, a lot.
So I'm playing online, and I got knocked in the pits, and I'm not happy about it.
Yeah, it's not fun. Well, Byron falls back early, like the fifth, but still wins stage one or leads lap one. Don't know how that happened.
Yeah, that was impressive. I don't really know how that happened, but he did. They were like, Byron leaves the first lap. You would have thought it was the last lap. And I was like, that's not funny.
Yeah, they say that every race. So it starts to lose its meaning. Great opening lap, though, to be fair to them. Hendrick early led the were 1-2-3 early. And Bowman, you want to talk about Bowman for a second? You've been defending Bowman.
I've actually been there. I don't like
what?
I was before the year started. I've been nowhere near defending Alex Bowman so far this year. It's been really bad.
Yeah.
Like, really bad. I don't really know what's going on there because they were so fast at the end of last year.
Yeah.
Then,
and it was like, and early last year, they were like the best car.
Yeah, they won
Auto Club. They really won Vegas. They did win Auto Club. and they ran really well at Phoenix. So, very weird to see.
I expected him to do really well at Phoenix because that's one of his better tracks. Like, when he almost won in the 88 when he subbed for Dale Jr.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to do really well at Phoenix, and then he didn't do
second
that.
Race.
He didn't do that.
I don't know. He did one.
Well, that was more than his first race because – oh, I guess maybe in that car, but he definitely has ran more races than that.
Yeah, in that car is what I meant. This package has been insane this year. Don't know why.
Connor's tinfoil hat believes they changed the package and didn't tell anybody.
What?
I said your tinfoil hat is on and you believe they changed the package and didn't tell anybody about it.
I don't believe that.
I'm kidding. You know, you did ask me that. You're like, did they change the package? I was like, no.
I did. I was wondering if they did, but apparently they didn't. Blaney in this race early was great on the long run. They said that he would be, and he was. And I have written down right here, Rudy Fugle is the greatest crew chief to ever live. So that's fun. Can we stop with competition cautions, by the way? Can we please not with those anymore?
Yeah.
They don't seem
I mean, I guess, necessary. I mean, without practice, I get what they're doing because of tire wear. Like, I understand. Like, it makes sense. And I like restarts.
Can we not, though?
I like restarts.
Brad Keselowski nearly takes out Chase Elliott. Don't remember what that was, but apparently it did happen. Kyle Larson takes the lead early in this race.
And that stayed the same for a long time.
Well, yeah, early in this race. He doesn't get stage points in stage one. Blaney and Elliott, super quick. Logano and Larson, really good duel. Keselowski like shoved Larson in the corner and then went low. It was like the greatest move I've ever seen in my life.
No, but then Larson blocked it. Unless we're talking about different times. Yeah, and then I remember like Larson had a great block on Keselowski because he knew what was coming.
Yeah. I'm talking about a different thing. No, maybe he didn't even shove Larson, but he did like make a crazy dive into one and two into the lead. Logano took it right back after a caution in a bad strategy call by Larson's team. Side by side between Keselowski and Elliott, they've been having some great battles this year. Keselowski and Elliott, Helmstead, they did great at Vegas, and Keselowski wins. No, does not. Does he win stage one? I don't even have who wins stage one written down. Who won stage one? Was it Keselowski?
Yes.
Keselowski wins stage one. Now we're talking about stage two. Great save by Eric Jones. Did you see his save?
It was phenomenal. It was phenomenal.
He was sideways like the whole corner.
Phenomenal.
Great save. I've been very impressed with Eric Jones this season.
I have not.
Most?
At all.
How?
Dude ran 27th, like three straight races at the beginning of the year.
Isn't he like higher in points than Bubba?
No. Here, I'll look at points. I'll look at points for you right now. I was looking at these like a few minutes ago, so I can do it again. Okay, Kyle Larson. Eric Jones is 23rd. Bubba's 19th.
Still better than I thought he'd do.
Kind of. I mean, he ran like 27th at Homestead. Jamie McMurray is ahead of Josh Palicki and Joey Gase and Quinn Howell.
Don't you disrespect Josh Palicki?
I just did. Who's last? Derek Hope.
Well, he did only complete three laps.
He's still last.
Kyle Larson leads and wins stage two, his first stage win of the year. Chase Elliott spins and nearly wrecks the entire field, but everybody saves it.
Hey, both JTG cars are still in the point, are still in the playoffs.
Yeah, Stenhouse has been really good, so has Priest. So let's talk about this for a second. Chase Elliott did a full 360 and hit Kurt Busch, but it's being praised as the greatest save in the history of NASCAR. It is not.
It was kind of a cool save, though. Like, it wasn't anything amazing, but it was kind of cool. Like, he just kept, kept driving. Like, he kept it going straight. That was kind of cool.
Sure.
I thought it was pretty exciting to see.
I was really entertained. They let a spotter talk on a restart just for, like, four laps, and I really enjoyed that. Mitch Trubisky to the Bills.
Why?
Sure, yeah, sure. New QB1, baby. New QB1.
Wait, I don't understand that at all.
Give Josh Allen some competition. You know he needs it. No, it's a joke.
Oh, I'm getting so Allen much praise from Connor. I'm waiting on that one.
Slight. No, it's not really Josh Allen praise. It's more like he's better, much better than Mitch Trubisky. But so am I. So, let's get to the next part of the race, shall we? Fun mid-pack racing all race long, by the way. Really good battles. Larson usually runs like the top side. They call it the Larson line for a reason. But he was really running the bottom well on this race. He was the best car running the bottom all race long. You ready for this, Anthony?
Yeah.
Quintez Houff, back again, clutching it up, blocking Hamlin, letting Larson get by.
Quintez! Great scheme, by the way, too. Love his scheme for that.
Very good scheme. You want to talk about the time that Alfredo nearly died?
Oh, fast pause and he needs some new pants. Alex Bowman is cutting down a tire, exiting four, and makes a quick dive low to get to the pits. And Alfredo drives right below the car. And if it was any closer, that would have been a horrendous crash.
Yeah. It would have been like, you remember, I'm sure you don't remember because you didn't watch it, but he's probably seen the wreck that Erik Almirola got really injured at Kansas.
Yep. Logano, Danica. I've seen the radio actor for that. So Logano, Danica.
Yeah.
Almirola.
It would have been that, but like worse.
It would have been really, really bad.
Mm-hmm. Josh Allen is going to be gone soon. There's only room for one MVP. There it is. Yeah, so Bowman nearly murders Alfredo. Or other way around. Or, well, who would you say that's more at fault for that? Neither one's like at fault because it didn't actually happen. But if you were to place blame on somebody, would you put it on Alfredo?
Well, Alfredo kind of would have murdered himself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Larson led like the final like 90% of the race, which is cool. Cliff Daniels, I've been saying for a long time that it's been one, the 48's been the least focused on car at Hendrick, so that's one thing. And two, Jimmy's been a little bit washed up. But it's not been Cliff Daniels' fault. I've been saying for a long time that Cliff Daniels has been really good. And his first win early in the season, Kyle Larson gets redemption, racing redemption at his hands. He wins, but to quote Mike Joy, it's going to shake up the points. Larson wins Vegas. And then he just didn't mention him again. So that was fun. So you said to me you want to talk a lot about Kyle Larson. Go ahead.
You know, Kyle Larson is just so talented. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I'm not kidding. But I've been very, very impressed, Kyle Larson. Like, everyone thought going into the year, oh, you know, like, he'll be okay. He's going to have to get used to it. New team. You know, he's been a stock car in the year. No. Kyle Larson's run top 10 every single race. Every single race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and probably he would have won Daytona Road Course, if I'm being honest.
He didn't crash. But anyway, Kyle Larson probably would have won Phoenix, potentially without the two speeding penalties. Had a chance, he was top five at Homestead the whole time. I've been very, very impressed, Kyle Larson. Connor, I have to make an announcement.
Yeah.
Chase Elliott will not win 11 championships because Kyle Larson will win some too.
Wow. It's bold. He's been sticking to the 11 championships thing. He also has said that he would win every road course this year. That blew up in his face.
It's been one. He'll win the last five.
3, 2, 1. Okay, so basically what just happened is the thing cut out. I'm just going to add the Phoenix review post in post to the other one. So there will be a pause, but we're good. Everyone gets sent to the back for Phoenix. I believe it's all three Hendrick cars besides Bowman. Doesn't end up mattering. They all finish ahead of him and some others.
Connor
as well. Yeah.
The 49ers are hosting veteran quarterback Joe Flacco on a visit.
Okay, cool. Isn't he like from there? No, he's from not.
I don't know. I don't really care.
He did beat them in the Super Bowl.
Hey.
Brad Keselowski brings the exact same car that he used at Phoenix last year in the championship race to nearly win that championship. Probably the best car besides Elliott. But did he bring the same pit crew? I wonder, because probably he didn't, because he did much better in this race pit crew-wise than he did in that race.
Maybe that pit crew was just nervous.
I mean, they literally won the championship with Cindric the night before.
Well, not deservedly.
No, he was the one that did deserve it. Sheldon Creed.
Wasn't there like someone that was leading the race and then like.
No, he was leading the race.
That was Trucks.
Yeah, it was Moffitt who was leading the race and then Sheldon Creed ended up winning. Brad Keselowski cuts the first corner so much that Lakitu in the Mario Kart games would have picked him back up and put him back on the track. I was happy about that one.
I get it. I get it, because it's like the Mario Kart thing. It's funny.
Yeah. That was straight off the head, off the brain.
Off the head. Off the head.
Brad Keselowski must use his calculation for that move. If you watch the Phoenix Radioactive from last year, you would understand that.
You mean Pocono?
It was Pocono? Okay. Phoenix is the one where he says 10-4 engaged to go, like, you know what.
I use some of my racing strategy here. Racing tactics.
He's so not legit at all. Denny Hamlin, don't know what that means. Denny Hamlin leads early, takes the lead away from Keselowski. PJ1 is good at Phoenix. You might hate it at other tracks. It definitely does not work for Xfinity, but it worked here. Cars were actually running the wall, which you don't see usually. Truex gives the wall a bit of a love tap.
Speeds and he almost wrecked Blaney in the process.
Did he really?
Kind of. I mean, it was side by side with Blaney when it happened, so.
That's fine.
It's not fine. Speed. Don't say it's fine. It's not fine.
Blaney came back. Larson speeds at this juncture. We'll get back to that because that happens again. Harvick and Hamlin battle for fifth. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Alex Bowman spins. Your favorite call of all time, Anthony.
There was an accordion style threesome in turn two.
Yeah, it was Austin Dillon who turned around Bowman, who got a little bit, maybe, I don't know if he got a little bit of Chastain, but he was there. So Mike Joy with the appropriate call of an accordion style threesome. What does that even mean? Chase Elliott, first Hendrick car into the top 10. Penske were 1, 2, 3, and like 5 or 6 at one point. Blaney and Hamlin dominate stage one because I think they're like the only two of like three to lead, and they did it for most of the race in stage one. And Blaney won stage one, which is his biggest highlight of the season so far.
Yeah, he did.
I've been disappointed by Blaney, but he did good.
He's been good the last 2 weeks. He's picked it up.
Yeah. In this year, there's been like little restarts where you're like, okay, the Hendrick cars are not top 10. And then randomly they like ambush and they're all of a sudden top 10 again. So like early, like in this race, it was like Harvick or like Elliott was like 8th. Larson was 9th.
Yeah.
And like Byron was 10. And all of a sudden they were all three top 5 in like a turn. And that was very fun. Mm-hmm. Here's the Alfredo stuff with Cody Ware. Who is that?
Wait.
That's Mike Joy.
It is.
Welcome Mike Joy to the show.
Wait, when does this happen?
I'm hearing you listening to something. There it is.
It's a what? It was a what now?
I was confused at what was happening there. Good. Very funny stuff.
Thanks.
From Mike Joy there. Oh, do that. Please type in accordion style threesome on your Siri and have her read it.
Wait, what?
The thing you were using earlier on the intro.
Oh, translate. Good, translate.
Cool. You called it Siri earlier, so that's what I said.
Well, yeah, it's technically Siri.
Caution for Alfredo. Let me go ahead and tell you what happened here. Anthony Alfredo is so slow that Cody Ware has the guts to call him a lap car.
Well, he was. Twitter. Alfredo was 4 laps down and Ware was on the lead lap.
Sure, who cares? Cody Ware is way worse 99% of the time. And Cody Ware with Cody Ware with one of the most intentional and obvious wrecks I've seen in a long time. He literally just turned him straight to the wall.
Accordion style threesome, daddy.
Oh, don't do that. I didn't give you permission to say that. Cody Ware, it is in the right to complain, but to call someone a lap car, even though he is kind of hypocritical.
I thought it was funny, though.
it kind of made me mad.
I thought it was
Kyle. Oh, this was fun. Everyone blamed Kyle Larson for this because, of course, they did. Kyle Busch got real loose after trying to side draft on the apron. Doesn't work like that, Kyle. You got to be like at least on the same part of the track as Kyle Larson. And Kyle Busch nearly spun himself, but everyone blamed Larson for it, so that was fun. Denny and Larson, I have written down, was a BFF battle. Larson gets up to third place. I don't remember that. He never seemed like he ran like top three. Here it is. Alert, alert. First Blaney and Larson battle of the year. I'm sure we'll see many more.
Brad Keselowski won this race.
Daddy.
Brad Keselowski ganó esta carrera.
Bowman, even though he spun and hit the wall pretty solidly, he's still running well, like running top 15. Green flag pit stops. Larson pits and speeds by, what was it? What was that?
Brad Keselowski won this race in Vietnamese.
Okay. You want to tell him about Larson's second speeding penalty?
He was 0.01 miles an hour over the limit.
Yeah.
I saw this whole thing on Twitter where apparently, so the speed limit is 45, but the limit is 50. So basically the speed limit is 50, right? And this guy on Twitter was like, well, no, technically it was 5.1 miles an hour over. I'm like, well, that's not true. They push it to 50 all the time. Because if you go 45 miles an hour, you're going to get passed by 30 cars.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it was weird. Kyle Larson makes it from the back again, back to the top 10. He was like going all over the place in this race. He probably passed every single car at one point in the race. Martrix Jr. looking really good at short tracks still. And then we get the final green pack pit stops. Tyler Reddick wrecks again. I do have it written down here. Tyler Reddick wreck dicks is what I have on here. Why? Bubba Wallace. You don't talk about Bubba staying out.
I was Bubba Wallace. That team finally shows speed. He passed Ryan Blaney and Kevin Harvick in the same corner. And he finally has speed. Caution comes out. He's in like seventh place. And the GOAT, Mike Wheeler, who sucks at his job, decides to keep Bubba Wallace out. Bubba Wallace is third place by the first corner on the restart. Literally by the end of the dog leg, Bubba Wallace is in third place. Not first place, third place. And he fell back to 16th, and that's where he finished the race. It was a terrible call.
Yeah, probably would have gotten a top 10, I would say.
Would have been a real good top 10 day. You know, maybe even contenders for the win. You never know what happens in Phoenix, you know? It was just such a terrible – I'm literally pacing around my room right now. I'm so pissed that they decided to do that.
I'm glad to let you talk about it because I'm not as angry as you.
I need new diecasts.
Okay.
Anyway.
Larson and Elliott battle for sixth. And then final, 10 laps was just a classic 2017 Martin Truex Jr. runaway. Gotta love it. Martin Truex Jr. wins. James Smalls, his crew chief, his second win of his career. I've mentioned the crew chief of the winner each time in this race. Very interesting. Truex wins. Logano's second again. And other notable finishers were like Chase in fifth and Larson in seventh. Overall, this was a really good race as well. Not as good as Las Vegas or Homestead, but I think
People didn't like this one as much though. This wasn't a great race according to a lot of people.
Well, it wasn't as good a race as compared to Vegas and Homestead, but it was a good race. I think Phoenix is
very consistent. But I don't think people didn't think it was.
Well, people are stupid, so. No, it's opinion-based. I enjoyed this race. So, overall, let's do this. Since we're doing three races, let's rate the winners in each of the races based on their, what do I mean?
Deservedness of winning the race?
What?
Their deservedness to win the race?
Yeah.
Kyle Larson, 10.
Kyle Larson, 10?
10. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Okay. I would say Byron's 8. No, I would say the Byron's better. I would say Larson is 8.
I think Larson deserved to win Vegas. Larson was easily the best car in Vegas.
Well, yeah, but he didn't even get stage points in stage one.
I'm sorry.
I would say that it goes Byron 1, Kyle 2, and Truex 3rd. Because I think Logano probably had the best car at Phoenix. Nothing against Truex. At all. Because Truex has been very good this year as well. So let's get to this next part. I got a question for you. Let's rate the best car at each team so far this season. Sound good?
Okay. Rick Ware, the 51.
Yeah. Yeah. At least the 51 got on TV. Good for them.
Penske, Logano, Hendrick, Larson, yeah. Stuart Haas. Yeah. What's their called? Harvick.
What's their called?
Joe Gibbs. Hamlin. RCR.
Oh, Joe Gibbs, you say Denny Hamlin, but he's not even won a race yet. But Bell and Keselowski have.
Well, Keselowski doesn't.
I mean Bell and Truex. I meant Bell and Truex. I would say that Truex would be number one for me there.
Hamlin.
And the other team is always a team I forget. It's a team, definitely, for sure. They are a team, but I just don't remember what team they're called. It's like the Big Five, and I'm forgetting one of the Big Five.
No, we got them all.
We got them all?
SHR, Penske, Hendrick, Joe Gibbs.
Isn't there one more? Isn't there one more big?
Chip Ganassi?
No, not really. Kurt Busch, for sure, there, though. I think we're forgetting a team, but maybe I'm wrong.
2311, I think it was Bubba. Just a guess.
Yeah, just going real out in a bold limb there. Starcom, got to be Quinn Half. He's not even raced for them this year, has he?
That's the joke.
I see. Very funny. Let's get to the – we already mentioned it a little bit, but we didn't go in depth. I destroyed you in predictions averaged out at Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I got like 4th, like P4 was like my average or something crazy like that, and yours was like 17. And then I beat you again at Phoenix, which makes our season total 2-0 me. Because we realized that it's very hard to predict the winner of the race. So we just scrapped that. Except for us on Instagram.
We haven't scrapped it. We just haven't gotten any right yet.
Yeah. But we're now rating it on that, not winning races as we did last year.
I know. What if we did like a point system? What if you guess the winner, you get like three points?
Okay, let me write down this point system. I'm really excited about this point system.
I wish we started this at the beginning of the year.
What?
I said I wish we started this at the beginning of the year. So if you win the average, then you get a point. If you predict the winner, you get 3 points.
Okay, go a little slow. I'm not very smart. Winner, you get 3 points.
Mm-hmm. If you win the average, then you get 1. Is there any other point system we should implement?
I think we should get second place points as well.
If we get the second place one?
I think we need to give average 3 points as well.
Well, then they need to be worth the same amount. That doesn't matter.
Okay, then 2 points for average, then 1 point for second.
Okay, that's fine.
And yes, second.
Wait, so if you guess the second place driver, you get points? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, I get 1 point for guessing second place driver. Okay. And currently, I don't think we've done either besides the average. And so currently, I think I lead 4-0.
Yes. Pain.
Let's see. CTF, 4 points.
Pain.
Why no? Not as many.
Hey.
4 points. Okay, next. Let's get to the most unanticipated race of the season.
You don't like Atlanta. I don't think it'll be that bad.
Do you not remember what happened last year in Atlanta?
Oh, it was terrible. It was terrible.
It was the worst race of the season, and Pocono had 2 races. So let's get to our predictions for Atlanta, shall we? I don't have any, but I'll write them down right now.
Brad Keselowski will win this race. I have stats to back it up. I have stats.
Okay, go ahead.
The last four Atlanta races have been won by Keselowski, Harvick, Keselowski, Harvick. So judging by that, it should be Keselowski. And he's just been very fast all year, so I'm just going to ride with
it. Flawless logic. Yeah, it's possible. It's for sure possible. I don't have him winning, though. I need to look at the starting lineup, ideally.
I will read the entire starting lineup out loud as we speak.
No, I'm good.
Hamlin, Truex, Logano, Keselowski, Elliott, Larson, Harvick, Bell, Byron, Blaney, Busch, Kurt Busch, Stenhouse, Austin Dillon, Bowman, Wallace, Almirola, Buescher, McDowell, Busch, DiBenedetto, Chastain, Jones, Priest, Briscoe, Suarez, Haley, Cluster, Newman, Reddick, LaJoie, McLeod, Alfredo, Ware, Davison, Half, Gase, Malicki, Hill, Cindric.
Yeah, that's the lineup.
I said that pretty fast.
For sure. He did say that pretty fast. Very impressed. I'm just staying on the trend of guessing easy people.
Is Keselowski not easy?
Well, I mean, like, just as a whole, in my top five. My top five prediction is Harvick winning, Larson second, Keselowski third, Hamlin fourth, and Elliott fifth.
Keselowski, Davison, Half, Gase, Malicki.
Well, it looks like I've won.
No. Keselowski. Keselowski. You know what? Let's do this. Keselowski, Byron, Kyle Busch, Logano, Harvick.
What'd you say? Sorry?
Keselowski, Byron, Kyle Busch, Chase, Harvick.
Okay. So there is some a little bit bold in there with Byron. But he's been really good this year, so I don't know if that's even bold.
It's bold like italic text. That was the worst joke I've ever made.
Oh, that's really a bold claim. Just like italic text.
I mean, it's not funny. It's not funny.
It's definitely possible.
But I'm pretty funny.
Oh, let's talk a little bit about Bristol Dirt. Everyone has declared for the truck race, and it is next week. So that is the race I'm looking forward to most this season. I should be there, but I'm not going to be.
So you won't be there. Don't mislead the viewers, Connor. They want to meet you. Connor will not be there.
Me saying I should be there is not me saying I will be there. I'm saying I should be there, but I'm
not. Connor will not be there. I won't be there either because the tickets are very expensive. And it's across the country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would not be there, but I would love to be, and I should be, but I'm not. Oh, Galladay is going to sign with somebody.
No, he's not.
He met with the Bears.
Okay, so that means absolutely nothing.
I was expecting more. Okay. You people probably expected more than us to talk about football. So, next week, maybe we won't. We'll see. But yes, thank you everybody for watching.
Thank you everybody.
Please hit the view button. Nope, that's not a thing. Watch next week's podcast because you've already watched this one.